section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time. I didn't have you clap.
Oh. Now clap.
You ready?
Yeah. That'll be so much better now. Deja vu.
Coming to you live from Hot Coffee, Mississippi, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Never Shot a Gun, IBWIP Speakeasy, Factor Crap, an interview with Carmela Fettuccini, and your secret admirer revealed with your co-hosts, Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Alrighty, folks, welcome to episode 180 of It Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. What's the pop thing for? That just throws me off when you do that.
I'm sorry.
Angel's disappearing.
That's right. That was the sound disappearing and you appearing.
Appear or reappear? Bah. All right, folks. Welcome to us, episode 180. We got a great show. Our Valentine's Day special. As you know, every year, IBWIP likes to send love throughout the world with songs about killing your mate. All right. On February 14th, my co-host will be alone. And when I mean alone, I mean he will be sitting in the dark at the edge of his bed, rocking back and forth, crying endlessly, and whispering, "I want love. I want love. I want love." It's the one and only Locks of Love, Jason.
God damn it. How do you know that's going to happen?
I just know these things. I just know how you are.
That's true. I will be doing those things you said. It's as sad as it made it sound.
Will this help?
Yeah, a little bit.
You'll be doing that with that noise in the background.
Right, that would have been
just looping
better.
Those 3 seconds.
Love. I
just
write a song about it. All right, and she won't. Let's see. She won't get our coffee, take dictation, or pick up our dry cleaning, but we still call her our intern, the one and only Heather. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here.
You got a larger crowd.
Yes. Because they know how much it sucks to get dry cleaning. Laying down the law.
Right. She says, I'm not doing the dry cleaning thing. You guys are on your own. We have a great, great show lined up for you. Again, it's our holiday, our Valentine's Day special. So I want to talk about something that has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. I want to talk about something that has to do with my birthday.
We're a couple months off, right?
Yeah, but I like to talk about it way in advance. So March 15th is my birthday. It's the big 4-0.
The Ides of March.
You know, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I don't want a big party. I don't want a big shenanigans. I'm getting old. I'm getting fat. We talked about how fat I was getting on the last episode, and it made me depressed. But then I was watching that Alaskan Frontier show with the family that, you know, they live in Alaska and like...
On the frontier?
Yeah, the last frontier.
Yeah.
And I love watching that because I always want to... I have this dream, this vision of like going and living there and just living off the land.
Buying one of those tiny houses and a ton of acreage. We talked about that.
And, you know, hunting moose and going in the bathroom in an outhouse and chopping down trees. I want to do that. But the last episode we watched... it was very focused on they were hunting for, you know, their winter food, and they were shooting one shot a bear, or tried to shoot a bear, and it didn't work, and then one shot a deer, you know. And I thought to myself, I'm almost 40 years old, and I've never ever shot a gun, never once.
Did you not have them around when you're like your parents not have them? Or?
Well, now I lived, you know, I was raised by my mother for most of my life, so I didn't like have like the manly. Dad, you know, my brother, he turned out to be a little manly. He like goes hunting and stuff, and like even he's
did
like,
he host or did he hunt ghosts with guns?
Ghosts? Did I say ghosts?
Is that what you just said?
No, I said he goes.
Oh,
hunting.
I thought you said ghost hunting.
Hold on a second. Is your brother a ghost hunter?
But do you think I'm a big loser for never shooting a gun?
Yeah,
I've never shot a gun.
I don't.
Well, you're a lady. Ladies don't shoot guns.
Oh,
do you have any desire to shoot a gun, Heather?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In like a gun range where nothing's going to die and
but that unless you
shoot
hit
a piece
mark.
Of paper, yeah. Piece of paper.
A tree died for you to be able to shoot it.
Very true.
But if you were dating a man who had never shot a gun, would you think less of him?
No, cuz I haven't shot a gun. So there's no difference.
Women's lib.
Well, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Should be burning a bra by the end of this thing. That's the last thing I need.
I only brought one, so please don't.
I didn't say I was going to burn your bra.
We all bring one. All right.
Just in case.
So I want to figure out a way before my 40th birthday to go shoot a gun.
There are ways to go about doing that.
Yeah, you can go to one of those gun things.
Let's go to a gun range like she was talking about. Mm-hmm. You guys should go together.
A concealed and carry class?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm supposed to go to?
It's like a, I don't know what it is. You like watch it on TV, right? There's like this room where people can just shoot guns and there's like four stalls and...
You're talking about a firing range, not just some room somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. This is a big warehouse.
It's a black market. Yeah, come down to my room.
My buddy has a place.
My buddy's got this land. Just come on out here.
Do you want to do it, though?
I want to shoot a gun because I feel like a pussy. I feel like a pussy. Like,
what kind of gun would you want to shoot?
I just want to start with like a Glock or like a 9mm.
Sideways?
Like a hand. Blah, 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 blah. I want to listen to Snoop Dogg in the background.
Yeah,
I'd be devastated if you came out a different man because you said you feel like a pussy and you want to feel manly. If you came out a different person, I might not know that Blake.
But maybe you'll like this Blake better. Like,
you're probably right. I probably would. Yeah, go
ahead
and do it.
Dragon is e-cig. You have never seen the things I've seen.
Right? Yeah,
one bullet from a gun.
You don't know what it's like. So, if any listeners out there want to invite me over to shoot a gun at their house for before my birthday. That'd be an awesome present.
Go down to their room.
Right at their house.
Yeah.
In their basement.
Why do you
want... 8x8 bedroom.
Why do I have to get naked to shoot this gun?
Just shut up and be a man.
You said you want to be a man? I want to make you a man.
Men get naked with man guns.
Up.
Put on the lotion on their skin.
You don't know about this because you've never done it. Strip down.
What you saw on TV is nothing like that really is in real life.
I tell you what, I've shot a gun. Once, and it was, I think I was like, I really think I was like 12, 11 or 12 when I shot a gun. It's the only time. It was out at, I was shooting at gallons of water, like old milk jugs filled with water, at someone's property out on a lake. And it didn't really do anything for me, and I don't care about guns, and I don't feel like I came out any different. So you should do it, just to say you've done it. I don't think it's going to change. I don't think you're going to have any kind of revelation of, oh, now I need to buy a gun. Now I need to start shooting more
guns.
Well,
I think maybe it'll get me closer to that Alaskan lifestyle I want.
It definitely will.
There you go.
I'll be at probably a baby step. It will get you closer.
Right.
You're going to be fishing salmon before you know it.
Right. Exactly. Get to catching black bear. Shooting black bear.
That's right. You know why I like
skinning
this
skinning them.
Skinning them alive.
No.
Oh, no.
You wait till they're dead.
How scary would that be? A skinless bear.
Don't do that. Whoops. I've really upset the flow of the show. Yeah. You know what really brings the show back together is playing a nice little game.
You want to play a game?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, all yeah. Right.
Well, let me cue up the song.
Hey there, fellas. Think you're quick on your feet? A rough and tumble. Well, knock three times on the door and join the fun. It's time for IBWIP Speakeasy. The drinks ain't free, but the gals and the dancing is.
We're going to do things a little different since it's Valentine's Day. I thought maybe the best way to do this would be to write a love song.
This is a game where we go around saying one word or one sentence at a time to create a story, but today we're going to do a love theme song.
Yeah.
You've got your guitar out.
We're
a theme song for love?
Huh?
A theme song for love?
Well, you know,
it
could be anything.
Well, just a love song. It'd be a love song for themes. I love themes. I do, yeah. I'm always... Canon.
You right. Love themes? All right, so I'm, as you know, I'm a award-winning guitar player.
I know that.
And I got in a drop D kind of... I got kind of a low, you know, depressing, because I'm assuming this is
gonna, minor chord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
You're assuming it's going to be a bad Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So, I guess I would start.
Well, I got a question before we start, if you don't mind. I'm looking at your guitar, and there seems to be it's been violated heavily with a Sharpie.
Yeah, I got some famous people have signed it. Some people decided the best idea would be to carve it.
What is Weenus? It says Dear Weenus, and there's a drawing of what appears to be some sort of platypus. Is that a duck-billed platypus?
Yeah, that's Cody O drew that. I said, hey, do you guys want to sign my guitar? Because I thought, oh, this would be cool to put up on the wall someday. I didn't realize it was going to be becoming a canvas for art.
So what is a weenus, though? And
that's
and
a part of your elbow right here.
Is it?
The end of your elbow, yeah.
Why would someone be seemingly writing a letter to it?
I don't know. He doesn't look like he has any, so and he's probably writing one of those. He doesn't have
requesting?
Any. So, yeah,
requesting?
Yeah,
requesting one?
Requesting
Weenus Factory.
Yeah. Dear Weenus Factory.
And more importantly, are there any platypuses that are not duck-billed?
I don't think so.
Maybe we just found a theme to our love song.
Well, maybe so. Okay, well, I usually start it off with the first line.
Which way are we going, clockwise or counterclockwise?
Ooh, that's always a...
Boy, you know what? Let's pause the show. Let's go this way
now. We should probably think that stuff up before we...
That's a real big decision.
Yeah, we should have spent at least an hour and a half on that.
How about this?
We have spent a lot of time during writing sessions just thinking of names.
And directions.
Right. Okay, so Jason, you'll start. Or
I'll go after you.
Yeah, you'll go after me.
You got the first sentence.
And then Heather. So,
song about love.
Bring up the back.
Valentine's Day 2015. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Trying to find that. That's
the sweet spot. Mm-hmm. You got
that
it.
That sounds
that's
sweet.
It right there.
Well, it can
good?
Be.
Good?
All so, right. So sweet.
When I first saw you at the liquor store,
you were wearing your cutoffs, but I knew you weren't a whore.
So I said hello to you, how you doing today?
Can I bum a cigarette off you and take off your panties?
'Cause it don't have to rhyme to be a love song.
No, it don't have to rhyme. Tell you how I feel
about you. I wanna take you into that dark alley, make you my woman. How much money you got in your pocket?
So we went to a different liquor store, one that actually had an alley.
And I told her, dear, I just want a Coke. I don't know about all this liquor.
You want Coke? A Pepsi, she said. 'Cause she knew she'd have to be Asian for her to be my woman. By the way, Heather, I really have a thing for Asian women.
Okay. Good to know.
Her yellow skin beat against the sun, and when I was with her, you know I'm having fun.
Fun in the sun. Me and Ming Lung.
But just like every sad lullaby song about love, there was just one thing that you forgot to tell me,
and that's androgyny. She was a man.
She was a man.
She looked good to me.
Boy, even though she had an Adam's apple
as big as my fist, I weren't pissed.
Oh, Ming Lun.
Oh, Ming Lun. You androgynous little whore standing outside the liquor store.
Come over just a little bit more. Oh, boy.
Mm. Yes!
That was
good song.
That went places I never thought it would go.
It's recorded for prosperity, too.
Oh, yeah.
Most excellent.
For prosperity.
Folks will be able to listen to this for years and years to come. I liked it. Hey,
can you guys name one Valentine's song that's like a classic?
Does that have to be a love song or a song about Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
I don't know any songs about Valentine's Day.
That makes songs about Valentine's Day?
For every other holiday.
It's obvious he has an answer because he brought it up. Otherwise, he wouldn't.
Yeah. I'm just saying that this could be it. We could have just written that song.
The national Valentine's Day song.
About meeting a whore, a Chinaman whore in a liquor store.
It was in a drop D.
And then going to a different liquor store.
Just to find an alley. You got to get it on.
I mean, it's like, you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling the mood from this alley. Can we just go pick out a different one?
This is bad feng shui.
Bad vibes. Yeah. Definitely feng shui. With Ying Lung involved.
Ill-placed garbage cans.
We could do a different style song. You want a more upbeat song?
Oh, I don't care. What will time allow?
Time will allow another song if you guys find
I'm
it
down
great.
For another
All right,
song.
Hold on.
I've got so much to give.
Talk amongst yourselves while I squeeze this. I got to tune it up here.
Okay.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just recording this show.
Whoa. That's what I'm doing, too.
It's very difficult to change cameras and continually play music at the same time.
You're a jack of all trades. All
right, so is this going to be a little bit more upbeat, you think?
I don't know. That was fairly upbeat, wasn't it?
It went slowly down, but it still had a good vibe.
So should you want to start off slow and go get crazy? Like,
I don't know. Maybe we should just start crazy all the way, just high level energy.
High level all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, like a hair band metal like ballad.
Whoa! Like it's Poison.
Poison.
I think Poison is definitely the band we want to reference when talking about Valentine's Day songs.
They had a lot of girls, a lot of sweethearts.
All right, so you want to start this one?
Yes.
Okay. And right, tell me when you're approximately ready.
Okay. Let's see here.
Do you want a guitar like intro to it? Like,
I'll take a small intro. Give me 8 beats of intro, and then we'll have. Poison theme.
Count you in.
Okay. And a one and a two and a one, two, three.
Girl, I was playing a show when I thought of you, girl. And now it's time for me to travel this world.
I was eating some Cheetos and making up a new song. And I thought about you, honey, and man.
I realized, I realized I went wrong. I left you on the side of the road at the truck stop out of Abilene. Your eyes were filled with tears. But I said, baby,
don't have no fear. I shouldn't have left you at that truck stop, but I did.
Don't be scared, the cashier looked friendly, and he looked like a good guy.
What did you say?
I said, the cashier looked friendly, and he looked like a good guy.
I like the, hey, how'd you do that?
It's a gift.
His name is Walter. Every time we come through on tour, he finds me a hooker or two. So maybe he can give you a job while I'm out on the road, fucking whores and making lots of money.
And that's my love song to you, is Walter can give you a job as a whore.
A whore.
But no more.
Because he's full now. All the places are stacked. You'll have to wait till Cheryl leaves next week.
Deborah.
That's She's love. A winner. That's love. Maybe one song was good.
I mean, I'd like that he at least had the decency to have someone there for her.
I like that we're talking about it as if it's a thing that is known and has existed.
I didn't want to break that fourth wall. Oh, God, that was wonderful.
And we will be playing Devil Woman by Barnyard Stompers.
Oh, Mr. Tag. I have a box of Valentine's Day chocolate for my dead girlfriend's mother. The card said, "Sorry I killed your daughter. Enjoy the sweets. P.S. IBWIP heals all the wounds." I like that.
That's very nice.
Great song, guys. Go with me on a journey for just a moment. Close your eyes, both of you. I'm looking at your eyes, so I'll know if they're open or closed.
Mine are closed.
Yours are clearly closed. Heather, I'm looking in your direction. Okay, closed. Picture your most perfect Valentine's Day date. What do you see? Flowers? Chocolates? Dinner? Wine?
Great Wall of China.
Booby touching? IBWIP. Okay? Email the show at blake@ibwip.com and we'll blow you a kiss.
Ooh.
From cyberspace. Listen to past episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or ibw.com and we'll give you a handy from cyberspace. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine, there is no more romantic gesture than following the show on these outlets. Happy Valentine's Day, lover.
Speaking of love, I love Brew City vape juice.
Are you wearing their shirt right now?
I'm wearing their shirt. They sent it to me.
You love it so much.
Oh,
you're
that
wearing
is a really neat shirt.
It's all up on your body.
It's all up on my business. And right now, I am smoking some Blue Raz, which or vaping some Blue Raz, which is my favorite.
Your favorite.
They have been very good to us, and I wanted to give them a shout out. We'll put their link in the show notes. But also, we want to mention Craft Vapery, folks. IBWIP.com. That's IBWIP is the promo code. You go there, you get 10% off your one-time purchase, or 20% off of your first month's subscription at Craft Vapery.
Wow.
So
I saw their website. It's really cool how it's set up.
You choose what kind of juices you want, and they send them to you every month.
Yeah.
It's like
20% off of that? Just for putting in the code when
just,
you check out.
Yeah, just if it's $10, guess what? $2 off.
I guess if that math checks out, then absolutely that's
right.
Is that
math correct?
That math sounds perfect.
Yeah. So, like, let's say you only have 80% of what you need to get that order.
Yeah.
Guess what?
You got it.
Promo code IBWIP. That gets
slam
you
dunk.
The whole
dunk.
Goddamn order. This next song I'm playing, my buddy Billy Hood. I know we're supposed to talk about it afterwards, but I wanted to give a shout-out beforehand to my buddy Billy. Sorry it's taken so long to play you a song of yours, brother, but here we go.
Three new messages.
Hello. This is a collect call from
Billy,
who is an inmate at the Eldorado County Jail.
Hello, darling. I just called to say I love you. I should be staying home, staying true. Been rumored you're running around with another man. I know I should trust you, but I'm wondering if I can. I'll call you back in the morning when they unlock the phone. But until then, I'll be wondering if you're sleeping alone.
Hello. This is a collect call from
Billy,
who is an inmate at the Eldorado County Jail.
Morning, baby. I hope this message finds you well. I've been tossing and turning all night in my concrete cell. Wondering if you fell asleep alone last night. Worrying another man may be holding you tight. I'll call you later, after I spend a little time in the yard. But until I hear your voice, all my time will be hard.
Hello. This is a collect call from
Bill,
who is an inmate at the Eldorado County Jail.
Call you back before last call, girl.
girl, you better be there. But if you don't answer, this will be our last call, this I swear.
What would I put? Your wife just posted her bail. Stay out of hell.
End of final message.
Welcome back to the show, every last one of my friends. Locks of Love, Jason here for IBWIP, and I just want to let you know that was El Dorado County Jail by a good friend of the show, Billy Hood and the Trainwreckers. Also, oh, I like that theme music. This is my this is my segue out of the second song theme music.
We seem to have had technical issues. But as you were saying something about wonderful...
Billy Hood, I didn't realize, was a friend of the show,
yeah.
Chloroform Billy. As probably a year ago referenced, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, love me some Chloroform Billy. He's out, if I remember correctly, he's out in California.
Yep, he's out in California.
San Francisco area?
No. LA. Folsom area. Kind
that's
of.
What I said.
Yeah. And supposedly that's a real jail that he has spent time in. So.
Oh, Bill?
Yeah.
Bill?
Is it blue?
In Eld what?
It's blue, right? That's what the song's about?
About
just
what?
Just how blue the prison is?
No, the song is about he's in jail and he thinks his woman's cheating on him and she's not answering the phone. And, but actually, she's trying to come and get him out of jail.
Oh, I just thought it was a statement about...
It's a real gift of the Magi.
The thing, yeah.
maybe.
All right, well, hey, let's play a game that does not have an intro music to it.
Who needs them?
Hey,
you know what? You did it for 7 years without them. Right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to do a little game here, Valentine's Day edition of Fact or Crap. Heather, this is really simple. I will give you a question, or I'll give you a statement. You tell me if it's fact or crap. But if you think it's fact, I want you to say, fact, happy Valentine's Day. And if you think it's crap, you have to say, what a crappy, crappy Valentine's Day.
Crappy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Do I have to say those same things?
Yep.
Okay, good.
All right.
I wanted to do it.
Who wants to go first? Heather?
Okay.
I'm going to go first, yeah.
All right, Heather. Based on retail statistics, about 40% of pet owners give Valentine's Day gifts to their pets. Fact or crap?
Fact. Happy Valentine's Day.
That is crap.
Ugh.
Only
higher percentage?
Only 3%.
Right. Liars.
Everyone knows that.
Trickery question there. Okay, you have 0 points.
All right.
Points, it's not like golf. You want to get good points here. All right, Jason.
Yes.
Make
sure it's a good one. I like the good ones.
In Japan, women are expected to give chocolates and other gifts to men on Valentine's Day. Fact or crap?
Crap. Happy Valentine's Day.
No, that is a fact.
Ooh, I knew that one.
This tradition was started as a marketing campaign by Japanese chocolate companies. Men are not off the hook, though. Unfortunately, they are expected to return the favor on March 14th, commonly known as the day before Blake's birthday, or also commonly known as White Day.
What?
So they have a whole month to get ready. They're like, my wife did good on that chocolate. No.
Yep. That's
gotta prep up.
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, that is good. Everything over there, that's a good place to live because it's all about women are second-class citizens, mm-hmm. and then the guys have all this opportunity to temper expectations based on what was given to them. That's so smart.
Yep. God,
they're light years ahead of us.
If you were to purchase a woman, that's where I would purchase it from.
They're out there.
All right, Heather, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Worldwide, over 100 million roses are given for Valentine's Day each year. Fact or crap? There is a time limit.
I have like 4 friends that have gotten flowers, so...
Crap.
I'm going to say fact. Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry, that's crap. It's only 50 million.
Damn. Ugh. Where did you get these?
Only
facts?
50 million.
Only 50 million. 100 million, that's a ridiculous amount. I thought you would have known that. All right, Jason, in medieval times, girls ate unusual foods on St. Valentine's Day to make them dream of their future husband. Fact or crap?
Fact, happy Valentine's Day.
Very good. 1 point for you. Ding, ding, ding.
I love
ding,
points.
Ding, ding, ding.
I want all the points.
Very good.
Thank you.
Did you know that because you're from the medieval times?
Yep, that's
you
why I knew
at
it.
Medieval Times?
I worked at Medieval Times. I was the guy who had to shovel up all the horse shit. They made me dress in brown like I was invisible out there in the dirt.
Red Knight. Red Knight's going down.
Red Knight going down, down.
Oh, yeah.
Heather. Down. It's the most pop. Valentine's Day is the most popular holiday for greeting cards. Fact or crap?
I'm just going to say it again. Fact. Happy Valentine's Day. Fact, right?
You are incorrect again.
Can I guess what it is for extra points?
No. According to the Greeting Card Association, 190 million Valentine's Day cards are exchanged annually, making Valentine's Day the second most popular. Heather, I'll give you 2 points if you can tell me what is the number one gift card giving.
Arbor Day.
I'm going to say... Hanukkah. I'm going to say Mother's Day.
God. Boxing Day. Christmas.
Oh, but everyone loves their mothers.
I.
That's so sad. I'm a mother lover. I'm not a Jesus lover.
I personally love Blake's mother, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Jason. You're up 1-0 on someone who really should get some of these right. I'm actually giving you the harder ones, I think.
Thank you.
In the Middle Ages, young men and women drew names from a bowl to see who their Valentines were. They would wear their names on sleeves for 1 week. Fact or crap?
Fact, happy Valentine's Day.
Very good. You got another one right. Hence, this is where the term to wear your heart on a sleeve comes from.
Everyone know that.
I'm pretty sure that's Shakespeare, actually. He says, in Othello, I wear my heart on my sleeve for the daws to peck at.
No, none of that sounds right.
I'm being completely serious.
I think he was alive in the Middle Ages, though.
Oh, was he? Oh, was that the Middle Ages? Excuse me, yeah. Is that right then.
Does that line up?
You should. Does it matter?
Crap.
Okay. Heather, here's one for you. Single lady. Go ahead. Single ladies. Single ladies have a better. All the single ladies have a better shot of finding a date than a single man. Fact.
All of the single ladies, or just one single man? Is that the comparison?
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
I mean, I guess I'm gonna say fact.
Hey, you got one right. Congratulations.
That was a gimme.
There are 119.
Well, they gave it to me.
There are 119 single men, never married, widowed, or divorced in their 20s for every 100 women of the same age and same scenario.
Wow. Okay. Good stuff.
So just finding a Valentine's date. So just finding someone who's going to go on a Valentine's Day situation with you.
It doesn't say that.
Well, here's the thing. Men want women, right? And women know that men want them, so it's always going to be easier for a woman to find a date, right? She just has to point and click, and the guy will say yes upwards of 100% of the time.
That's correct.
Right? Okay, so of course, that's a...
You know what? I'll give you 3 extra points for that. It gives you 5 points.
Man.
Go on a tirade sometime. It'll help your points.
I guess so.
All right, Jason. In Victorian times, it was considered good luck to sign a Valentine's Day card. Fact or crap?
Victorian times, I think, were also Shakespeare times, so... I'm going to say fact, happy Valentine's Day.
You are incorrect. That's crap. It was considered to be bad luck.
To sign someone's Valentine's
Day? To sign a Valentine's Day.
So do they buy them somewhere and then not sign them? Like, was there someone writing them for them?
They just give them to them and say, here you go.
Imagine
this might be for you.
Maybe they used a wax stamp.
There you go. Definitely.
Wax stamp.
Heather?
Yes.
Blake. You're down 5-1.
We can always come back.
You're going to need to step it up. Okay?
All right.
All right. Hallmark produced the first Valentine in 1913. Hallmark.
Produced the first Valentine?
Yes. Their first Valentine.
Well, crap. Their first Valentine?
Yes.
I'm going to have to say.
That is different, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna say crap. Happy Valentine's Day. Is that wrong?
The answer is incorrect, yes. You got another one wrong.
I see how this is going.
That was trickery, though, right?
Because it was
I don't buy cards from this corporate world.
Yeah.
I make my own cards.
Stick it to the man. What do you make them out of?
I make them out of paper.
What about a gunny
and
sack?
And love.
Do you ever use like your hair from your head? Like cut any
every
of it?
Time. Fringe on the bottom of the card.
People
so
love
that way
that.
They can kind of feel it and be like, this is what it's like when you're
when Dove's
going
crying.
On a date with me.
Oh. Maybe you cut it out and can you even wear it as a mustache if it's just a little fringe? Like if you cut it out?
Yeah, I've never thought about putting it, like, I would glue it to a string then mm-hmm. so that way they can hold it to their mustache. And mm-hmm. I've never done that. I've just glued it straight to the card. So I would suggest that they cut it out and then put a piece of tape on the back that they can put on their face.
Good suggestion. I like that.
You know what? I'm going to give you 14 points for that.
Thank you.
Shh, tirade.
14 points to Heather.
The mustache of love.
The mustache of love. Very
mustache
good.
Mustache you to marry me. So my card would say. It's very forward.
That's ridiculous.
All right, Jason. You're now all of a sudden behind by 10 points.
Oh, shit.
Men spend almost twice as much on Valentine's Day as women. Fact or crap?
Fact, happy Valentine's Day.
That is correct. The
That's
average,
just a stereotype. But anyways.
The average minus 14 points for arguing.
Chow.
So you have 1 point.
I'm back in it.
where was I at?
You're about ready to give me some more points.
The average man spends $156, while the average woman only spends $85, which means women suck.
You know what I'm noticing?
That's what we're doing with the rest of the money. Is suck.
Now she's getting in her groove.
That's right. Let's get nasty. I feel like I did fun facts on Valentine's Day last year. I feel like a lot of these cross over to my fun facts, and I should know the answers to
you
some
should.
Of these. But guess what? I don't. You don't know them.
You don't want to shit all over yourself. All right. Here you go, Heather. Serving this one up. This one's for 147 points.
Okay.
147 points if
Let's
you get this one
this.
Right. I got to write that down, otherwise I'll
Final
forget.
Final point down.
The Catholic Church struck Valentine's Day from its official calendar in 1969. There's a lot of points on the line here.
I know.
This could make or break the game for you.
All coming down to Catholics. I'm gonna say fact.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's correct. 147
Once that
points.
consumerism took hold, they were like,
yep.
Smite that.
Right now it's 148-5, Jason. I don't know what you've been doing this whole...
Man, funk that.
Man, you're an asshole because I could have queued that up. Okay, here we go. Money can buy love.
Fact, happy Valentine's Day.
That is correct.
How many points is that worth?
Just one.
Oh, bummer.
It says here, the average United States... the average U.S. consumer spends about $102 on Valentine's Day gifts, meals, and entertainment. And in 2014, according to the annual U.S. National Retail Federation survey, roughly 92% of married Americans with children will spend most of that money, about $67, on their spouse. The rest will go to their kids, friends, and coworkers, even pets.
Good survey group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it is. We're down here. Let's see what we got here. We got two more questions. All right, so you're going to get one more question.
I'm ready.
This is your last question.
I'm in it.
You're up 148-6.
Damn it.
Demolishing.
Just you're poning him, basically.
That's what I do.
Okay. Children receive the most Valentine's Day cards each year. Fact or crap?
Fact.
That is crap.
What?
Teachers receive the most Valentine's Day, followed by children, mothers, wives, and then sweethearts. Wow. So basically, you're hoping that 148 points holds up.
I am hoping it.
This is worth 143 points.
Okay.
So does that mean he ties? Does that mean you tie if you get this?
God, she's good at math.
Not so good, I think. I think I'm up one.
SAD.
How are you?
I think I have six, right?
Yes. Yes. SAD stands for Singles Awareness Day, and it is celebrated on February 15th. Fact or crap?
Fact, happy Valentine's Day.
That is crap. It is celebrated on February 14th. It's for all single
Alternate,
people.
Yeah.
Heather, give your victory speech.
I'd like to thank the boyfriend that I broke up with on Valentine's Day one time.
Ooh!
And
why would you do such a thing?
What was his name?
Well,
Jared?
I had to say no.
Was his name Jared?
Was it
not Jared?
Was his name Deborah?
No. His name rhymed with ferret.
Oh, my son. My son's name is Garrett. That's cute.
She said ferret.
Rhymed with ferret. His name was ferret. He was a ferret, actually.
Ferret rhymes with ferret?
Yeah, ferret does rhyme with ferret.
Bestiality? I'm in.
It was tough. It was really tough. He's a little frisky.
Frisky ferret.
Too frisky?
Too furry. Too clawy. Too small. You just couldn't hold him in your hands, and he'd wiggle away. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the guy who was too frisky.
He is a ferret. Yeah.
One and the same. All right. What an acceptance speech.
Very good. Congratulations.
He needed a shout out eventually. He needed to get something positive out of everything that happened. So.
Yep. So what do you think Jason should take away from this? A positive thing he should take away from this?
Just take your loserness to the bank.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you.
Take it to the bank.
All right, I'm out. I'm going to let you guys do this. I'm going to go upstairs and tell Molly what I want for Valentine's Day.
Whoa. The show is later. We have like 20 minutes left.
You guys can handle it.
All right, see you later.
But what are you getting her for Valentine's Day?
Well, we're going to Rockford.
What are you doing in Rockford?
Meeting up with Shannon from S&M Radio and his wife, and we're going to go to dinner, early dinner, because that's what old people do is they go to early dinner. And then we're going to go bowling.
Nothing says love like balls hitting pins. Nachos.
I'm hoping to get a Hummer on the way home.
Now that we know what you're doing, leave immediately and tell her what you're doing. And while you're leaving, we will bring in this. I've only been a part of the show for about a year and a half. So for me, this is easily the guest we've had on the most. I maybe when Blake comes down after telling his wife that he's going to ruin her Valentine's Day by going bowling. He'll be able to confirm that this is the biggest repeat guest, but please welcome back to the show, Carmela Fettuccini.
Hello, how are you, Jason? It's so good to see you. I'm so glad to be on here. What's your name, little darling?
Hi, Carmela. My name is Heather.
Heather. Hello, young lady.
Nice to meet you.
It is nice to see you, and I have to say, Carmela, that it is bizarre that the way you're talking to me, because we've had a bit of a turbulent past over the past few times
I've
been on.
Yes, I've called you an asshole before. Yes, I have.
In sets of three, I think.
Yes, I. That's one of the things that my therapist is having me do. I'm only able to say things once. You didn't give me time to get into that bit, but thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you've been. This is like I said. I think the first appearance I was on. Right. I was there. This is only your third time on the show.
Yes, I've been on three times.
The first time you're talking about Halloween safety.
Halloween safety. That's when we were talking about the razor blades and the cigarettes, getting those to children.
Yeah, right. Don't.
No, you do give them to children.
Oh, you would, do?
Yeah. I mean, this is why she's an expert, because she tells us things that we think are kind of misnomers, right? Things that are out there in the world that we think is correct, but you're going to set the record straight.
I'm trying to have people look outside the box, you know? Mm-hmm. Just
and into the cigarette box.
Oh, yes. Love me some cigarettes.
That is another question I have for you. Are you still smoking the Pall Malls and drinking the Mountain Dews?
Pall Malls, full flavors. 37 Mountain Dews a day. Great. Look at me. I look wonderful.
I will say that there a lot of color has returned to your face. Maybe it has to do with you not saying things in threes.
I think so. My therapist says I'm doing a very good job of not doing that.
Yeah, that would be exhausting to have to say everything.
Well, no, I don't say everything. Everything. Yeah. Everything. Just once in a while it
happens.
At first, when I was a child and I went to Long Island is where I'm from, or New Jersey. Where am I from? New Jersey.
They meet practically, so there's a region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in Long Island. I went to school in New Jersey.
Yeah, that sounds
and
right.
They used to think it was a stuttering thing, but that's not what it is. It was just an OCD thing. It's fine.
That's right.
Sometimes, I love your sweater. You look very lovely today.
Aww, thank
very
you.
Lovely.
What are
Carmela,
those?
You look lovely as well.
Well, thank you.
These are those little like metal things, buttons.
They're not.
And they're shoulder pads.
Are you
just
a
for prominence.
Are you a sergeant? Are you a sergeant of arms?
I hope I'm a sergeant of arms.
It'd be nice to know, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It would be.
It's about time you got another young lady on the show.
That's exactly why we put a call to arms to see if we could find someone out there, and someone answered the call. A few people did, but we have the best candidate in right now. Oh my! That definitely is Pall Mall, isn't it?
Yes.
How many? What are you up to now?
I'm up to three packs a day.
That's not bad.
Well, you know, it's
less than a carton.
It's less than a carton a day. Look at it this way, okay? I could be doing heroin. Mm-hmm. I could be doing LSD. I could be doing DMT. But I'm not. I'm just smoking cigarettes and not hurting nobody.
You could be a DTF.
I did not. Yes. I did not qualify.
Right.
That's something you qualify for? Is that something that you need to qualify for?
What?
Being
DTF?
Yeah, Carmella, I think, does, right? You have some paperwork to fill out for that.
Oh, yes. You have to have paperwork for everything nowadays.
Indeed, yeah.
I am so glad. You're right. You could be doing a lot worse than smoking 3 packs a day. I always think about things in terms of, what is someone doing compared to could they be doing heroin? And you're not doing heroin.
Right.
So, perfect.
Oh, yes. I do heroin.
So, that's perfect. The show has recently done some promos with vaping. And it seems to be a healthier alternative to smoking. Have you ever given that any thought?
I've heard of this vaping thing. You know, it seems to me like it's just going to, you're going to use as much money. You know, you're going to buy this mod, that tank, this juice. And the next thing you know,
you'll be twisting your own coils.
Yeah, but what about, call me devil's advocate, but what about.
Hello, devil's advocate.
Hello. But what about just the overall health to your life instead with the vaping? Instead of the cigarettes. I mean,
I like to live life on the wild side. You know, we're all going to have our time. The good Lord above is going to put us down one time or another. And you might as well have a good time. I'm not going to try to cheat death by vaping.
Do you think that the Pall Malls and the Mountain Dew cancel each other out, health-wise?
Yeah, one's a stimulant and one's a depressant. So I'm just normal all the time.
Back at zero.
You know, it's like that song, Start Back to One. I don't know the words, but I know
the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, I think so. The Backstreet Boys. They're from Long Island.
They are from Long Island?
Yes, they are.
Did you go to high school with any of the Backstreet Boys?
No, honey. You're so adorable.
Oh, thank you.
You flatter me. I'm much, much older than the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, I can't see how that's possible.
Yeah, they're like 50 now, right?
Oh.
Yeah, one just turned 75, I think. The oldest Backstreet Boy is 75.
Heather.
Yes?
Don't be an asshole trying to make me feel older, okay? You're being an asshole.
Oh, I was thinking
an asshole. I do apologize, Carmella.
I was saying the sixth Backstreet Boy, that Pearlman that's in jail, their manager, he's 75. They have to be like 30 years old, Carmella.
Yeah, they're
enough. You can't be a day over 32.
I'm 39. I was 39 the last time I was here, so I'm 40 now.
40, that makes sense. That math adds up.
I love your shirt. It looks beautiful.
My shirt?
Yes,
I made it. Thank you.
I noticed one thing, Heather. I don't mean to single leave you out here. It's hard to see you.
I gotcha.
Last time I saw him, his hair was not as luscious as it is right now. He looks flannel Fabio is what I would call
him.
Wow.
You know, Blake has mentioned that phrase before, and it's
bar
none.
Well, I listened to the show. Okay. I listened to the show, Jason. Gosh.
By far, the best compliment I've ever had on this show is being called the flannel Fabio. I appreciate the compliment. I get a lot of naysayers on my hair, including my own mother. You know what she said to me the other day, Carmella?
What?
She said, well, as long as you like it.
Aww, which basically means she doesn't like
she
it.
She hates it.
And then I said, hey, you know what, Mom? I said, hey, Mom, fuck you.
Well, you know, and Heather, I mean, if you're looking at this guy, right, I mean, he's so fine. He's so foxy.
I know.
He's kind of an ass all the time. He has tend to be a smart ass.
Yeah.
But I try to look past him being a smart ass and look at the insides.
Look at my insides.
And what do you see on the inside, Carmella?
Body parts?
All I can really think about is his penis. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's inside, but
no.
It's inside.
I hope not. Yeah.
It's inside his pants.
It is in there. I assure you, I can feel it. It is in there for sure. I will also say that my penis is not unlike a Pall Mall. So
that's even better.
You don't have to respond to that at all.
This thing right here.
I think
here,
this is something we can make happen. Valentine's Day.
Well, let's just
right around
let's
the
pump
corner.
The brakes. We got a lot to talk about.
I mean, there's not something going on here, is there? You guys aren't on.
I just met her.
Okay.
About 30 minutes ago.
Okay. All right.
Maybe down the line. I don't know if she's into way, way older men. What I will say to you, though, is that with your prior appearances, this being the third one, each time you're on, you talk to us about about safety, about different ways that we can keep safe, be safe, kind of, like I said before, knocking misdemeanors. Misdemeanors.
Gnomes.
Oh, I have some gnomes in my front yard. I have one of the New England Patriots Super Bowl champions.
David the Gnome, do you have him in the yard?
No.
No?
I don't believe in Jesus.
Me either. We connect on so many levels, Carmella, right now.
It's like we're sisters.
Oh my God.
About the same age, too, mm-hmm. Right? Just a couple of young girls henpecking around.
Hitting the town.
That's right.
Trying to look for a good man with some locks of love. You seem to have found one, yeah.
Oh my goodness. Guys, come on. I'm a professional podcaster, and I'm here to do a job professionally.
Okay.
I've obviously worn my nicest flannel here today.
I know. You knew I was going to be on.
I knew. I knew well in advance. That's why I shaved. That's why I brushed my teeth yesterday. I'm well equipped.
He really went all out for mm-hmm. you.
I think this is going to go well. None. This is going to go a lot better than last time.
Carmella, are you here today to still talk to us about safety? Are there safety tips left unearthed?
Well, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, and people don't think of safety during Valentine's Day, but they really should. There was a few tips. Are you ready for some safety tips?
Yeah. Okay, absolutely.
Definitely.
Always.
Now, when you're buying candies, Valentine's Day candies for your man or your woman, mm-hmm. it's important.
I wish I had a woman to give candy to.
I wish I could be your woman. You have to be careful because some people are allergic to coconuts and peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And if you have your candy... Mm-hmm. It has coconut, so you need to know your lover's allergies. Mm. That's a very, very important tip.
But I tell you what, if I was allergic to peanuts, I'd probably kill myself. How about you, Heather? Would you kill yourself for any reason whatsoever?
I don't know. Maybe if I was allergic to cheese. I mean, lactose intolerant.
It doesn't have to stop at allergies. Just for any reason, would you kill yourself?
Someone was like, "Hey, you can have $1 million if you kill yourself." Yeah. I'd consider
that
it.
That is, yeah.
I'd think about it.
That's the only reason I would see. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. That and peanuts. But you know what?
You're right. Peanut butter fan?
Not necessarily.
Just peanuts in general?
No, I don't really even like peanuts. I don't want to be allergic to anything.
Oh, wow.
Very inclusive. Of you. Sorry. Sorry, Carmella.
Carmella, are you all right?
Carmella.
What's that? Hello. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
The narcolepsy bothers me sometimes.
Oh, still with the narcolepsy.
That's probably a good thing to tell your lover on Valentine's Day as well.
Just
so they're not thrown off should something happen.
Excellent tip. That's mm-hmm. a safety hazard too.
Yeah. You don't want to be thrown... What if you know, our buddy Blake is going bowling on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
so should you be bowling and you drop the ball? Because
be safe with your balls on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And that goes for bowling. But also... Yeah. Fellas, listen.
Testicles.
Yes, I'm talking about testicles. Many things can go wrong with your testicles on Valentine's Day. First, for some men, they don't work right.
Testicular torsion is what you're talking about?
Yes. I guess. But what I'm talking about is sometimes when you're making love on Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. or if you find someone in an alley, and your balls don't work right, and you can't spit up stuff. But anyway, I digress. Always wear a condom. Even if you're married.
Even if you don't have balls, just put them on your hands. Mm-hmm. And safety.
That's I never thought of that. That was really good.
So you put condom on your balls.
Yes, put condoms on your balls.
This is why you're here. This is exactly why. Because not only do I not think about safety necessarily about Valentine's Day, but every time I put a condom on, I put it on my penis.
No, I don't
put it on my balls.
Do you put two or just one?
Just one. You put both balls into one, and you keep. You don't put it on your penis, Jason.
See? Thank you.
You can cut off a circulation. You could lose your penis.
I don't want that to happen.
So what do you do about the situation that comes out of the penis? I mean, what do you do about that when you have the condom in another place?
I'm sorry, Heather. I don't know about you, and I don't want you to take offense to this, but I'm a swallower. That's all I can say about that.
Okay.
Jason.
I am also a swallower. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm trying to let you know that I do this.
I don't do that. Oh, okay. Yes.
Guys seem to like girls that do this, and that's what I
do. I like that.
I'm sorry. Can I take a drink of my Mountain Dew real quick?
I wish you would.
Go ahead and ask your next question. Right. Is there a penis? Did you draw a penis on there?
You know, I just... It's a Freudian slip, perhaps. I draw.
You're a very good artist. I knew that was a penis from all the way over here.
Did you know from the veins? I tend to draw very veiny penises. Is it penises or peni?
It's peni.
Peni.
Penises, yeah.
Peni the Science Guy. You ever guys watch that when you were younger?
No.
Isn't he dead?
No, he's not.
I think he died.
Peni the Science Guy did?
Yeah, I think he died.
What did he deal with?
Testicular cancer.
Oh.
Ah, boy.
The dangers of.
Ironic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic.
Oh, Carmella, you're so hip.
I don't think that's the rhythm of the song at
all. It's been years since I listened to that song.
Well, it sounds like you just heard it earlier today. That was excellent.
Spot on. I love it.
If I was a lesbian, this girl right here would have been.
You're coming on to both of us.
Carmella, you're buttering me up. You might have a Valentine's date in me.
Yo.
Although, I'm not sure you're going to finish quite the way you were going to finish with a gentleman.
Oh, that's true.
I don't have any balls to put on condoms on.
Well, that's a different
We had her on an episode before, Carmella, where we were asking her things to get to know her. I wish we would have gotten whether or not you had balls then. But I don't know why it took this long to find out.
I'm sorry. That's fine. We usually put it out there right in the beginning because
like
it is
that.
Such a hot topic.
We like that.
Hot topic.
Did you say a hot topic in the fashion that Jim Gaffigan would say?
Hot pockets?
Today I listened to an interview with Jim Gaffigan today.
I just listened to Jim Gaffigan like 3 days ago.
He's the greatest, right?
He's not the greatest.
He's not the greatest. He's on a list of comedians.
He's on a list of good comedians.
Yeah.
I have a large problem with Jim Gaffigan in the sense that in his Beyond the Pale special and his Mr. Universe, he uses the same joke in both of them. And now I can't remember what it was, but he does.
Now, Heather, you have to understand, these comedians can't just come up with jokes constantly all day, every day.
Well, it was years in between the two, so I thought they might have had some time.
Did you know that his wife helps him write jokes? They work together. Anyway.
That's too bad.
You know what?
Back to you, big fella.
I don't think so. Let's stick on Jim Gaffigan. He hosted for a few nights, late show, with Craig Ferguson.
Did he?
He hosted for a few nights with his wife, I think Jenny Noth is her name?
Sure, I don't know.
Okay.
Thought we were here to talk about safety.
Is that why you're here, to talk strictly about safety?
No.
Okay, well, can you tell us, before you talk to us about what you want to talk about, do you have any other safety tips first?
Yes, I have one more tip, and I know you guys might know about
just
this.
Just the tip, please.
That was a nice pun.
Thank you.
Anyway, If you're intimate with your lover, mm-hmm. and you guys are thinking about like doing hot wax melting stuff on each other's bodies,
putting in a shoe or something,
putting in a shoe. I heard about that last week on your podcast
as a reference from last week.
Thanks for watching.
Well, listened. I didn't watch it. Don't go to the YouTube page, youtube.com/payavision.
I wish you would.
So do I. Anyway, you have to be very careful with that. Like, don't, like, heat up a bunch of gummy bears and pour it all over your body.
Oh, no.
You'll go third-degree burns. Be careful of burn. Don't use dark or colored candles. Only use white candles.
I don't think they like to be called colored.
Only use white candles.
Okay. Okay, I agree with that.
Do you know why, Heather?
Why?
They won't be as hot. They're not as, if they're colored, they're darker. They retain heat.
I did not know that. These are good.
And I know this because it happened to me one time.
What color was it? Burgundy?
You know what? It was, you know, it was a...
A rich vermilion?
It was a pumpkin-scented one. It was during holidays of Halloween.
The pumpkin-scented, it can only be orange, right? No other color would make sense.
No.
Like a browny orange, yeah.
Yeah, a brown...
I like to say a rust color.
Yeah.
Rust color.
Okay.
Rust color.
And any color...
Rust color.
Oh, but you can't say rust when you're in the midst of...
The throes of passion?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, rust really does...
It really throws you out.
Slow your...
I like how I would normally say fucking, and she's like, lovemaking. She's a very, very good girl.
She is a good... She's a great girl.
She will be demented by the... A week on this show. Anyway.
Okay. No, so that was the last. And
I am
all good.
I am here. I have something to ask you.
I tell you, the answer is yes.
Is it really?
Ooh, you Carmella, you have to let us know what it is.
Let us know. What was I going to say?
Jason, I know we've had our good times and our bad times.
We've had both of them. There's on separate occasions.
but I would like you to be my Valentine's Day. I'd like to take you on an all-expense-paid trip.
Wait for it.
No, I just want to take you to an...
Oh, okay.
You can pick out anywhere you want to go. My website and my books, they're blowing up. I've got plenty of cash. I basically want you to be my sex slave for the whole weekend of Valentine's Day.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I want you to ride me like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I mean, how can I say no to that, right?
I would hope you couldn't say
so
no.
You know
I mean,
what?
You already said yes to it.
I won't say yeah.
Right, you said
not
yes.
Not only did I already say yes, but I will continue to not say no, and I will say yes once
well,
more.
Well, and there's a lot of reasons for this.
List them to me in alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order. A, all the time I think about you.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
B,
because something, I'm sure.
Your balls. C, I heard you had cancer.
Oh, gee, that's news to me. Where'd you hear this?
I'm just trying to get to I, because I know on the internet you've had some issues with dating.
I? You're going all the way to I? All right, let's speed it up.
Carmella, you're a fox if I've ever seen one.
Oh, Heather, like I said, if I ate tuna, I'd be all over you. But I like the meatpacking sausage.
All right, D through H, what's I? Hit me.
Internet. You had a really bad experience on the internet.
Oh, okay.
That's a reason that you want him to be your Valentine?
Yeah, because I feel sorry.
Feel sorry for him?
I know he's been. I know he's been looking for dates on the internet and hasn't found Mrs. Wright. But I'm Granny Wright should be a good enough start. Would you? Are you excited? You don't look very excited.
I am very excited. I'm almost without words. I'm so excited.
Well, great. I will go and I'll get everything ready. And I will have the limousine come pick you up on Friday the 13th.
You are doing well.
Ooh, start on the 13th.
Well, yeah, because Valentine's Day is on Saturday.
Well, today's the 13th, so you'll have it today.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to pick you up later this evening.
Wonderful.
On the limousine. And all I want you to bring is a suit and a Speedo.
Oddly enough, those are the only things I own. So
all right.
No problem.
Heather, it was a pleasure meeting you, darling. I hope we can see each other again. You're very, very nice.
It was great to meet
that
you
as
well.
That was weird at the end. Very, very nice.
Carmella, thank you so much for being
thank
on.
Thank
you, and I
Jason.
Will see you in the limo.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Take care. And guess what? Remember, be safe.
Oh, thank you very much. Carmella Fettuccini, everybody.
Thank you, Carmella. Wow. That sounds like a hot date. Ooh,
I am flushed. Do I look out of sorts?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
I
think you're gonna have to bring some Alfredo for all that fettuccine you're gonna have
nice.
This weekend.
I'm gonna eat it right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did I miss?
You missed it. Blake is back from doing the thing he said he would do.
I went and talked to Molly.
How'd that go?
she says bowling is right up my alley.
I'm
sure
when
she
it comes
did.
To bad
you know
Valentine's
what? You're
Day
out
presents.
Of your element.
what'd I miss?
Carmella Fettuccini came here and she got her shit up all on my face in a good way.
She put her shit all up in your face?
Mm-hmm.
So how does her shit look?
You know what? Not too bad.
All right.
They're having a weekend tryst.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice.
And it's a destination weekend of my choosing.
Where are you going to choose? Where do you want
to
go?
We're probably going to go down to Branson, Missouri and get some silver dollar pancakes and maybe see that Russian comedian that's down there.
Oh, what's his name? Nikolai Volkov. No, that was the wrestler.
I think that's a wrestler. No, it's the guy who says, what a country. It's him.
What's his name?
Bartok.
Balki Bartokomos?
Yeah.
That's the one. And with that, Heather, will you please do us the great honor of reading our upcoming release schedule?
I would love to. So episode 178, Shoutouts, is now available. Episode 179, An Interview with Pearls Mahone is now available as well.
I tell you what, I heard that, and that is an incredible interview. I am so glad you had a chance to sit down with her and her luscious red hair, Blake. What a crooner. What a gal.
Yep.
You know what? I'll probably end up listening to it again.
Listen to it 3 times.
Done.
It'll help the downloads.
Just to make it a trifecta.
Keep it on the downloads.
So episode 181, our next episode, inevitably titled Hot Air Balloon Animals, will be available on Friday, February 20th. Ooh, and don't forget.
She was waiting. She was like, you guys are going to ring in on this one. No, you're not.
It's a sultry episode. Inevitably.
Indubitably.
What's more sultry than hot air balloon animals?
Mm.
And don't forget, Friday, February 13th, is Blame Someone Else Day. I was supposed to write a joke for this one, but then Blank called me about the new episode of Treehouse Masters, and that made me forget all about it.
I love that show.
And Monday, February 16th, is President's Day.
Dun-da-da!
These men, and hopefully never women, are forever logged in the annals of history. Why do they get their own holiday that we subsequently ignore? Did I say that right? Annals of history?
The Queen's English demands you to say annals, but here in America, you do whatever you fucking want.
Right.
It's your show. Do whatever you want.
Tomato, tomato.
The same word, same word.
That's right. Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they will be read live on the show. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Very good. That's very good.
That is very good.
She's much better than you at this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that.
Yeah.
I have low self-esteem.
Right.
And low standards.
I just lure them in with my voice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she's pretty
cocky and confident.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this is the part where we go around and we do some co-host plugs or anything you want to say, final thoughts. I guess we should change it to final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm a bum. I'm not like a local artist or anything. I have nothing really to plug except my shop. And you know what? I'm not even going to do it right now.
Okay, well, why don't you give us a little tidbit of information about you that folks might not know after a year and a half of being on the show.
Oh, boy. Even after our very revealing New Year's episode where we had no format and just talked the shit out of each other?
It was deep. It was deep. We should do it again.
We'll definitely do it again. Something people don't know about me. My daughter just turned 9, and now I'm a very old man because she is that age.
With each birthday of your children, it is just a reminder how old you are.
She makes me feel, when I look at her, like when she was a baby, I used to think, oh, wow, this is life. This is more love than I can ever give anyone. And now it's just like, yeah, I don't like looking at you. You make me feel old. You make me feel so old. I can't look at you.
Why are you talking in such a high-pitched voice?
Just turn around and leave.
Here's an iPad.
So 9 isn't so divine.
Right. Yeah. Anytime it rhymes. Absolutely.
Heather, do you have anything to plug or anything you want to, you know, final thoughts about your, you know, you got 2 shows under your belt. Anything you want to, any divine information you want to give people for Valentine's Day?
Can you talk a little bit about your belt, too?
Yeah. The belt's getting big. I have a lot under it now at this point. Mm-hmm. So I've had to loosen it.
Are you smuggling stuff?
Yes, along with the cherubs that I'm smuggling from the art museum that I went to and stole. But, yeah, so just all of that, I've got all that under my belt. But as far as everything else goes, Valentine's Day is coming up, and enjoy that amongst yourselves.
Do you have a Valentine?
No, so this is a shout-out to all those people out there.
For sad.
Yeah.
Single, what was it?
Single Awareness Day.
Single Awareness Day. Oh, the single ladies.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and since I have a higher ratio, all you single men just out there waiting for this Valentine's Day date, hit it up. Get it going. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we need a more feminine podcast because I think the people who listen to it are mainly male. So
yeah,
you have your pick of the litter, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
But bums like me, I'm essentially just hoping that maybe there's one gay listener and I'll just have to learn to love a man.
There you go. Well,
how hard can it be? You know what parts to make happy.
I guess so.
You'd probably be better at it than most women.
Yeah, because like the vagina is just like an endless abyss of questions and mysterious buttons and stuff. But
there are no buttons inside.
But a guy, you just grab a hold of it and jerk on it, and next thing you know, everybody's happy.
I've had some guys who are very particular about what you've got going on down there, how you do it, how you hold it. Mm-hmm. They don't like it just willy-nilly on their willy.
Let's talk about that.
I want to ask you, when you talk about your vagina, do you ever talk about it as an abyss?
As an abyss, no.
Oh, okay.
I like to think of it the Red Sea parting.
That's
close together as possible.
Was that a period joke?
I did start my period today, but no, it wasn't. Huh. More just like to think about it a little tighter. Abyss sounds so open, sounds so flappy, sounds so wide.
Hot dog hallway situation.
No one wants that.
Perfect spiral.
Wow. All right.
We learned a lot very quickly.
Jason, happy Valentine's Day to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
I hope you don't cry the whole time.
No, my daughter's my Valentine.
Aw, that's cute. Were you guys going to go on a date?
We are, because her birthday, like I mentioned, it just happened. So by the time we hear this, the date that I said we'll have gone on already do happen.
Said date already said happened. Well, enjoy your day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Heather, again, very good job. It was a pleasure seeing you. You're very witty.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
We're going to let you come back.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've been holding my breath over here.
You're like, I hope they invite me back to this thing that I make no money on, that I spend money to drive here in the snow.
Definitely.
I love it.
This is how you'll look after a year and a half.
Disheveled, so angry, and stressed.
And a half beard.
You just shaved.
Well, down here. I don't get
If I've got ladies like Carmella coming in looking at me like that,
that's my reward.
It's
going
to be okay.
Would you ever swing the other way?
I'm sorry? Would I ever swing the other way?
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to ask you those questions. All right, folks. Thank you very much for listening to episode 180, our Valentine's Day special. Look over at that one you love. Look them in the eyes. And tell them to go to youtube.com/PiaVision. And I want you guys to watch every video on there tonight. Every single video on there.
And what marathon, like binge watch.
Yeah, binge watch. Just like, act like it says Netflix, but when it actually says YouTube PiaVision. Just do that. And go to craftvapory.com and use promo code IBWIP. That's our gift to you. Promo code IBWIP. Yeah.
You're welcome, right, listeners.
Happy
You're welcome.
Valentine's Day.
And good evening.
Good evening, Mystery Tag.
That's
all right.
You are fired.
The worst Valentine's Day I ever had was spent not listening to IBWIP. Every Valentine's Day has been the worst, as I do not listen to this program. Don't make the same mistakes I've made. Don't be like me. The more you know.
Very good.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.